Morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Cathy.
So we were thinking this morning, we find that our discussion seemed to be more useful when we start with a question that's come from people that we encounter in our personal lives and in our clinical lives, clinical work, but usually questions that have come up in various forms. You know, one person articulates them, but we've heard them lots of times before, haven't we? We've heard that sort of thing. And the question we thought we might explore was kind of phrased like, "What can I do to help my child stop hating me, and from being so disorganized?" I think it was phrased a bit like that, wasn't it? It was, but we hear that sort of question from lots of people because so yeah, if we have a little bit of an explore of that from a relationship health and from an iMatter framework perspective and insights. I suppose I think that that's such a common question, isn't it? That we so much, I think perhaps modern adults want to be liked by our kids. So we want to be liked by our kids, but it's like it's sometimes the relation, the role is a hard one. It's a hard and a confusing. You're not being prepared for it, for heaven's sake. Nobody's ever sat down. Just little, say before you get to this stage, you know, this is something you should know. So we're not prepared.
I guess the other thing I'm thinking is that because this person who articulated it well was really clear and was owning the fact that she needs to be liked by her child. And often what I see as well is that they're not the adults aren't owning that that's what's driving their needs to keep their child happy is because they don't like to be disliked by them. So for me, the first step is to really acknowledge that I have a need to be liked by my child. I have a need to be, I don't know, loved by my child at all times. Because the bottom line is that that need cannot realistically be met all the time. It's a hope. And you'd hope that there is love there and there is like there a lot of the time. But in order to have a healthy relationship, we need to be open to not being liked, to not being welcome at certain points, especially as a parent when you're doing a lot of the boundary setting and a lot of putting the rules in that they don't like.
As you were talking, I was wondering whether a previous generation might have had asked that question, because I'm not sure. I wonder whether it's a question that's also come in an age of social media where you feel very exposed as a parent, you know, because everybody's talking, and you know, if your child mentions that they hate you on social media, you know that the whole community might know. Or you know, it's those, whereas before I think our parenting was sort of parenting of a previous generation was a bit more hidden, you know, you got on with it and you didn't, and perhaps didn't think about it too much. You just did what you've always done, whether you've seen other people do. Whereas now it's more exposed, and we talk about relationships. We know what we like, but I think for me, what's not really clear enough is that the adult has a role to play in helping the child to mature into a healthy adult. And it's because of that, because they've got a role to help them mature into a healthy adult, that they've got these two roles. One is to help them feel loved and, you know, cared for, but also one is to put in these limits. And it's when we put the limits in, we're often not liked, isn't it? That's the coaching moments, those moments. But our role is to do both. We have, you know, in terms of iMatter, we're very clear that's authoritative care is when we've combined being loving and being firm, you know, and being, you know, accepting the child's uniqueness and where they are right now in their development. Our job is to accept their developmental needs and provide the love and provide the firmness. But we haven't really been clear enough that we have to do that for the child to mature. And if we don't do that, the child can stay kind of developmentally stuck. They don't move on. So we have to put in the limits and say actually first X before Y in order for them to be able to learn something. And that's when the conflict arises, isn't it?
And I do agree with your point about social media having an impact on how we're perceived because it's much more out there now, whereas before it was, you know, in the family home. But the other thing I was thinking as you're talking is that the other part of being a parent is that our unmet needs will be triggered often. So if we're not able to like ourselves or love ourselves, we'll be looking externally for somebody else to like us or validate us. And you know, we all do that to some degree, but ultimately we need to be able to like ourselves and be solid enough in our own values in order to fully stand in our parental authority.
Even more complicated than that, really, because sometimes if we haven't had the experience of that, of being liked or of liking our own families, we're perhaps floundering because we haven't had the experience of what it like is like to be loved unconditionally and given sort of fair limits. And we remember only too well the sort of hate we might have had towards our own parents and not want to be on the other side of that. Know how intense that was, and not. But perhaps not know how on earth to move on from that. So perhaps overcompensate by being.
That's what usually happens is the overcompensating bin. I don't want to give them what I had, but then again, you still have to focus in on what does that feel like for me? What did it look like for me? Because otherwise, yeah, you're working in the dark. And that's true for us all. We were not, none of us were ever met 100% all of the time. So we'll all have unmet needs to some degree, but it's how we navigate that and how we take responsibility for how it emerges in our relationship with others, whether it's our children or our partners or our colleagues.
The other piece where I see a lot of confusion is this notion of age-related or maturity-related responsibilities and what I'd call entitlements and privileges. So responsibilities, when a child is being supported on the journey to maturity, perhaps in a less complicated age, we kind of give privileges based on the evidence that they can manage the complexity that we're in, inviting them to take responsibility for. But there's something that's happened with social media and smartphones, which has really interrupted that natural progression that we're giving extremely powerful and complex technology to developmentally immature young people.
Yes.
And there hasn't been a kind of graded process of establishing whether you've got the maturity to manage the complexity that you're being given, and there's no and it's very difficult for parents to navigate that space because it's not just you struggling with it, the whole community around you is struggling with it and coming
Yeah.
in different interpretations of what the so the idea that your child has a right to a smartphone is a kind of a new thing that people have had to navigate, new in the last 10, 15 years that they've had to navigate. But if you think about it, it's an extremely complex technology that we get like giving a very fast-moving, speedy car to a four-year-old and wondering why they struggle to keep themselves safe in that complexity because they don't.
And alongside that, I was thinking about organizational skills. So, because we see a lot of that now, don't we? Disorganizational skills. But that will come into them being exposed to all this stimulus that they haven't been able to process or have got the maturity to process or to manage. And it then it looks like that, well, they are disorganized because they've been exposed to too much. But it's not a fixed state. It's about taking stock and thinking, right, okay, what skill have I not coached or supported them enough to develop? And what do I need to maybe remove until that skill is really a little bit further developed?
So definitely, I think we've also sort of given the idea that kind of school is where kids learn and home is for relaxing. Well, I don't actually think that's very helpful at all. I think we really need to be able to reclaim the importance of what's actually happening in home and the way in which the adult at home has a role to see kind of what that child's maturity is and how they're progressing, and opening doorways gradually so that and on the basis of whether they can manage it. That would have been historically
Yeah.
what we'd have done, but it's not. That's not really present at the moment. And but if, in terms of, like you say, organisation skills are definitely things that we can learn, but you do need a structure within to which to learn them. So you need to experience structure before you can manage complexity. So you need some help.
Yeah.
And children will resist a bit when you say, first we've got to put the things away before we do this, before the next thing. And but that's the role of the adult is to provide the structure within the context of some routines. I don't know, simple things. It might be let's clear the table and do the washing up before we start make the game or do the homework or whatever, and if we don't, if we as the adult don't provide any of that structure, then there's no real sense that the child will learn those organization skills. And some kids will do it, spontaneously, but some kids really need a lot of structure to
Some
learn
need a
it.
lot of support and coaching to do it. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, and going back to the point you made about home being a relaxing place and school being where the education, I would like to see the more of a joined up partnership with parents and home, because I feel like quite often school, the responsibility is on school to teach them these skills, and both need to be on the same page. Actually, that skill goes across both environments, and it needs to be coached and role modeled continually until they start to develop in that skill.
And there's no currently, and I've seen this across my whole career, there is no structure within which professionals in a sort of school environment can have a sort of healthy relationship with the adults who are learning. It's not just the children who are learning, the adults are learning their role as a parent. But there is no structure at the moment for building up the skills of the parents around helping the child. So, what do we do when the smartphone comes in and the child wants the computer in the bedroom? There again, the adult needs some help to figure out that complicated decision making, but there isn't. That there really hasn't been anything. So to me, it's not at all surprising that we're at sea as a whole community, because that's missing at the moment. So come back to that question: how do we help my child from stop, to not hate me and develop the organisation skills? I think the first thing is to know you've got a role, and it's not a very comfortable role. But the more you recognise that, building connection and building, moments where you do relax together and you do repair relationships when you had a bit of difficult time, as well as providing the structure so your child can learn the skills, is your role. It's an important role, and you're not doing it on your own, but you need to work with other people at home, in school, and then see it as a longer view, because there will be times when they don't like you, but that's not because you're doing a bad job.
I
That's because
think
you're doing
that
a good
would be
job.
my thing, is that it's healthy for them to not like you at times when you're putting the boundary in and they're separating and they're trying to be a separate sense of self, and it's healthy to not like you at those points. And going back to the organizational skills, it's a skill that needs to be coached and role modeled.
And you can always test the temperature of a relationship. You can feel sometimes there's sort of everyday conflicts, and you have a little bit of a disagreement, and then it gets back on track. And all of that's really healthy. But it's when it starts to be having a disagreement and it's never getting back on track, there's like a level of toxic interactions, and you're not getting back to a place where you can relax and talk difficult things through and come to some agreement, then you need to take some action. If you That's when you're losing your child to be influenced by others in a probably an unhealthy way. So the warning signs are you getting too disconnected, and not realizing that that really matters.
And has our hierarchy flipped? So if the child is ruling the roost and
Telling
they're
you what
set
they want,
emotional
and
temperature, then the hierarchy's flipped, and it needs to be adjusted.
Should we draw it to a close there? I'm sure we could go on longer. Let's just draw it to a close. There's lots more we could discuss, but okay. And anybody want to learn a bit more about relationship health and I Matter? I nearly forgot my pitch. Do take a look at the website. Right. Stop.